Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran at World Pork Expo 2022. My guest is Terry Walters, a pork producer from Pipestone, Minnesota, and the president of the National Pork Producers Council. Thanks for joining us, Terry.
Thanks, Bruce. Always a pleasure to be here.
As part of World Pork Expo, the National Pork Producers Council unveiled its new strategic plan for the future. First of all, who is the National Pork Producers Council, and what is its role within the pork sector?
Yeah, so the National Pork Producers Council, it's really the global voice for the U.S. pork industry and representing pork producers throughout the country.
What has the NPPC strategic planning process involved, over what time frames, and with what objectives?
Yeah, so really over the last, I would say it's probably been close to 18 months now, we started a process that brought together key producers in the industry, board members, stakeholders that represent different areas in the industry, as well as some of our state officials. And when I say officials, I mean our state executive officers. And so they then got together, collaborated over a period of time, and ultimately come up with a strategic plan, a long-range strategic plan for the industry. That then led us to trying to engage the states at a more local type level, that we formed a pork visioning task force last year, and that pork visioning task force then identified the top priorities and concerns that producers had, and then ultimately put together a summary coming out of that work, which led us to a change and an adoption of several different things throughout the organization.
How has the U.S. and global pork sector evolved, and how has that evolution changed the direction of the National Pork Producers Council?
Yeah, so the industry has certainly modernized. There's no question about it. When I started in the industry, there was mixed practice, mixed production systems, indoor, outdoor, lots of different things. But we've clearly modernized. We've brought livestock inside in many cases. We've brought larger farms. We're more concerned about the environment. And trade, the international trade, has become a big front over a number of years. You've also got foreign animal disease that has moved around the globe that has really caused us to change the way we go about defending and our practices in the industry. We've got production mandates coming out of states from what I would say is a group of people that don't understand modern agriculture. And so we've had to adopt and try and be more proactive in defending those regulations that are being proposed.
Moving forward, what will be the key priorities under the new strategic plan?
Yeah, so key priorities under the strategic plan really involve defending our modern production practices, enhancing our environmental technology, adopting new technology, defending science and technology that are a big part of it, our industry, and ultimately all of that is about promoting product, raising a wholesome, nutritious product for not only this country but around the world.
Zeroing in on trade, just how important has trade become? How has that importance changed, and what will NPPC be doing to strengthen that positioning?
Yeah, so trade represents close to 30% of our industry today, and so it's a key point for our industry. Protecting our borders from foreign animal disease is high top of mind for many producers, because if we would have a foreign animal disease outbreak on the U.S. continent or country, we would ultimately be shut down with those trades, and you know, for a short period of time, we'd have 30% too much pork. So ultimately, the trading partners and relationships, we want to have great understanding and cooperation from key markets like Mexico and China and Japan, just to name a few. But at the same time, we need to understand that it's really a North American market. And so cooperation with our Canadian partners as well as our Mexican industry is very, very important.
You touch on cooperation among all of the players within North America. Being from Canada, that certainly is something I've been watching and covering. What have we seen in terms of relations, Canada-U.S. relations? How have they changed? And how important are those relations moving forward?
So I think the two markets or industries, if you will, between Canada and the United States are, they've been very collaborative for years. We've interacted with the pork industry for many, many years that I've been around. What their industry represents and how it impacts the U.S. industry is it fits kind of in a hand-in-glove type situation. We've obviously had the COVID situations that have been dealt with us that have impacted some of that traffic, if you will, back and forth. So I know we've had discussions about that, but transportation is a key point of that with vaccine mandates and restrictions, if you will, on how we transport across the border. So that's probably a very current issue that we're both trying to wrestle through.
We have seen increased pressure from groups that lack an understanding of how the pork sector operates. What's happening in that regard, and how important is that?
So, yeah, we've got Proposition 12 that's on the horizon here. That passed 2018, I believe it is now. And with that in mind, that they're imposing a production practice coming out of the state of California that really is going to mandate how the rest of us raise pork, not only throughout the United States, but also through Canada. And so the Canadian market would import or export, product into California. Well, with that Proposition 12 regulation, that indicates that they can tell Canada how they need to raise their pork, which we as pork producers just don't feel like that's right from an interstate commerce clause. And so that case has been picked up by the Supreme Court. We're getting cooperation both from the Canadian and the Mexican industries. So we hoped that we'll prevail in that case, that they were wrong in setting the regulation on telling other states how to produce product.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I think in general, we're super optimistic about the new brand launch. We've got new CEO. We're changing up our staff. We're really trying to look at the future and be more proactive and defending both regulation and the technologies that are in place in the pork industry. So super excited about the year ahead.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. A pleasure.
Our guest has been Terry Walters, a pork producer from Pipestone, Minnesota, and president of the National Pork Producers Council. At World Pork Expo 2022 for Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.